The new year of 1969 is rung in with the release of the Yellow Submarine soundtrack album. The film had a lot of problems starting, not the least of which was the Beatles' disinterest in the project. They were suspicious because the arrangements were made by EMI and King Features, neither of which they entirely trusted. But when they saw the film coming together, they changed their minds because everyone involved had done a great job. It's a cartoon. The animation is excellent. The story is written by Eric Siegel, the man who wrote Love Story. An animator of Yellow Submarine, Tom Haley, gives us an insight to the production.
King Features came along with the script for the Yellow Submarine, and that came after two TV series of the Beatles. It was produced at TV cartoons in London. George Dunning's input here, I think, was responsible for really the outcome of the look of the Yellow Submarine, because he's quite a genius. The creative look of it, I'm sure, is inspired as much by the music as by Edelman's designs, as by us, the individuals, those of us who developed the and laid out the particular situations. I think the Yellow Submarine is unique. I think there have been pretenders and copiers who failed miserably because they did not understand the philosophy of the film or the philosophy of the design, the sort of graphic qualities. And certainly they would not have Edelman's superb sense of color. I think it is unique for its time, and I think it will always be unique. And the genius of it is that the Beatles music was both a catalyst for what happened, but also linked the whole film together.
Although the film had its world premiere on July 17th, it took EMI 6 months to decide whether to put out the four new songs on an EP, as the Beatles wanted, or if they could stretch it out to an LP with the inclusion of two older songs and George Martin's film score music. The first song was the title, Yellow Submarine, which we heard on Revolver. The first of the new songs, which the Beatles half-heartedly wrote, was penned by George when he was feeling cheated by his contract with Northern Songs.